Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Don't forget Dimitri Graffiti coming up in just a little bit on the radio side. Only we cannot do this on Facebook. We're essentially banned by Facebook from doing Dimitri Graffiti. But a reminder of the rules of engagement. Do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask you your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate any federal, state, or local law. And do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Dimitri Graffiti Studio phone line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti is ADA compliant. That'll be coming up in about 6 minutes. Now, to follow up on what I've been saying regarding these SNAP payments, which is just food stamps, essentially, and that so many of them are going to households that have illegals. Illegals can't get them legally, but households that have illegals have some people who qualify for the food stamp SNAP, and that's how they're feeding all the illegals. And I've got here Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins, Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins, giving you some insights about what's really is going on, how all this stuff is being played. And she is talking about, here, she'll explain this to you.
Day one of USDA, February 13th, is we sent letters to every governor in America being very clear that no illegal aliens can use SNAP. Zero, zero, zero. We asked every state for the first time in history, and this was in February, to send us their data and let us, with DOGE and a war room, actually start going through this data to better understand how this explosion of SNAP benefits happened under Joe Biden. We increased almost 40% on this program in just a couple of years under the Biden administration. Of course, we know they were trying to buy the election, but that's a conversation for another time. And since we have asked for that data, 29 states have complied. Of course, almost all the red states, a couple of the couple blue states too. But in that data, and I haven't talked about this yet publicly, in that data we have found, we've studied about $100 billion in spend. We have found thousands and thousands of illegal use of the EBT card. We have been moving people off of SNAP. We've got almost 700,000 people, I think, we've moved off just since the president took office. We've arrested about 118 people. So this has been ongoing. But Rachel, to your point, what this conversation has allowed is a national spotlight on a broken and corrupt program. We found one guy in six different states getting a benefit. We found about 5,000 people that are dead who are still getting benefits. Like, it is time to drastically reform this program so that we can make sure that those who are truly needy, truly vulnerable, are getting what they need, and the rest of the corruption goes away, and we can serve the American taxpayer.
That's all this is. It's all about the illegals. Today's Democratic Party is so desperate to continue to exist that they have to do everything possible to get the illegals all the benefits that they possibly can to get them to somehow get them on the rolls to vote. You remember this thing they said a few years ago about motor voter, that, well, if you, we can sign you up to be a voter, if you just get a driver's license, we want to get more people involved. That was about illegals. Giving illegals driver's licenses and CDLs, so what? So they can now vote. That's all this is. This government shutdown by the Democrats is to make sure somehow that they continue to funnel all the money that should be going to you, and more importantly to me, to the illegals. Because when the illegals no longer can afford to live here, getting all the handouts the Democrats are giving them through the back door, they're going to leave. And no new ones are coming in. That means the end of the Democratic Party, essentially. There'll still be some pockets here and there, but they understand this. That's why the Democrats are so insane when it comes to anything connected with illegals and crime and everything else. They have to put up with everything with illegals, because if they don't, the party ceases to effectively exist. And the same thing is playing out right now in England, and the same thing is playing out right now in Ireland. That's all this is. You've heard it from Elon Musk. You've heard it from the Secretary of Agriculture, this Brooke Rollins. That's all it is. And the Democrats are using whatever leverage they can, which is shutting down the government, to try to get that money back to those illegals. Because once the illegals are gone, the Democratic Party knows that it is just mortally wounded. They have lost one of their most dependable bases of voters, African Americans, many of whom are going over now to Trump and Republicans, Hispanic Americans leaving the Democratic Party in droves. Who's left? The leaders of the Democratic Party are not dumb people. They're very, very smart, and they are ruthless. And it seems irrational to you and to me. Why are they so in love with everything illegal? Why are they putting up with all the illegals, the crime, and everything else? They have to. Because if they do anything to limit the amount of illegals in this country, their party is effectively neutered. They can't win elections. That's how bad it is. They're not acting irrationally. It seems irrational to you and to me, but it actually makes perfect sense once you understand what the game is. And the game is we need voters. And the only way we can do that is like what we did in California, is get as many illegals voting as possible, get as many driver's licenses and CDLs and everything else, give as many benefits. That's the only way they win elections. The Democrats are in big trouble because Trump understands this. And they're purging the voting polls or records and all that, and trying to stop all these illegal benefits going to these illegals. That's what the game really is all about. All right, I got to say goodbye on Facebook because we're going to be doing Dimitri Graffiti, and it's essentially banned on Facebook. But please share this everywhere if you would, please. And don't forget the big election tomorrow, Richland Township. Again, we've been covering the story. We're the only ones covering the story about this white elephant, near million-dollar white elephant built with COVID, paid for by COVID money. And we'll see if the voters will care about that. I don't know that they will. They might not. But as far as I know, I'm the only journalist here in the Valley, which means the only journalist on earth covering this story about the Richland Township trustee election. Two trustees, incumbents, one challenger, Jay Stevens. Be very interesting to see the way this thing plays out. Also tomorrow, Carly Dittmar is going to be here. She is a pistol. I love her. Stay tuned for that. We got Dimitri Graffiti coming up here in a matter of nanoseconds. Don't forget the rules of engagement. When you call, make sure your radio is turned down or turned off. Don't wait for somebody to screen the call. Follow the rules of engagement. Behave. But you can say and do pretty much anything that you want. This segment is just for you. It's not for me. It's not for Facebook. It is just for you.
Are you ready for the Jambo Redneck Run? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
It is Dimitri Graffiti. The rules of engagement: do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask you your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander, do not libel, do not curse, do not target station clients, do not violate any federal, state, or local law, and do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with a host. Dimitri Graffiti, studio phone line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti, ADA compliant. Dimitri Graffiti.
Hurry, put me on the air. Come on, let me talk to the host. God, come on, host, answer! Answer!
Dimitri Graffiti,
What we got here is a failure to communicate with the host.
Dementia Graffiti.
Oh, yes, the Muscle Man Randy Sarah here on the, Randy here, we got a whole bunch of things going on here, we're voting tomorrow, yeah, we got the pink and one on the chest, oh, it's a whole bunch of Randy right here.
No way that you could come from my loins. As soon as I get home, the first thing I'm gonna do is punch you.
Dementia Graffiti.
I bet if Novotny and that high school kid was running this graffiti, I'd be able to interact.
Dementia Graffiti.
Bel Air Christian Church First Annual Chili Cook-Off, November 12th. Entries at 5:45. Judging starts at 6:30. Come hungry.
Dementia Graffiti, rules of engagement. Do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask you your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate any federal, state, or local law. And do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with a host. Dementia Graffiti studio phone line 740-325-1490.
Failure to communicate.
That's 740-325-1490. Dementia Graffiti.
Hillsborough County!
Dementia Graffiti.
How come we haven't heard anything about the old Washington Music Festival? Where can I get me that Big Willie Little D t-shirt?
Dementia Graffiti.
Audio snapshots may be the greatest invention in the world.
Dementia Graffiti.
Yeah, I was wondering what them details are on that chili cook-off. Maybe Navani will have it.
Sir, you're under arrest for inciting a riot, disorderly conduct, vandalism, public intoxication, violation of the fire code, failure to obey a lawful command, and resisting arrest. Do you understand what I just charged you with?
Hell yeah.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. Today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A. Well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt. The man who died.